Station 7. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Luke 23:46. Jesus' last words on the cross were a simple prayer, a prayer of trust and submission. Jesus didn't have his spirit seized from him by force. He willingly and freely gave it up and safely placed it in his Father's hands. The story of the cross is a story of self-sacrifice, Jesus offering up his life for the sake of ours. However, if we only talk about Jesus' sacrifice, we miss out on the power of how deeply personal Good Friday is for our own lives. Because ultimately, we are on the same journey as Jesus. We may not be betrayed, humiliated, and nailed to a cross, but his road to Golgotha should lead us to our own road of surrender. Our response to the cross should be of that of gratitude, as well as offering our lives back to him. Romans 12:1 says, "Because of all he has done for you, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God." This should be our response. Giving up is hard. Letting go of something you love usually doesn't come willingly. However, when you know into whose hands you are placing your beloved treasures, it makes the sacrifice a little easier. God has proved himself trustworthy. His hands are the safest place to store our hopes, our desires, and our deepest longings. And we have seen time and time again throughout the Bible and throughout our own lives, when we bring God what we have and lay it at his feet, he is faithful to take it and do more with it than we can ever hope or imagine. So now is the time for letting go. God's hands are strong enough to carry your burdens and worries, as well as your dreams and your future. Pray. Father, into your hands I lay down my life. You have been so faithful, and I have seen your goodness has followed me throughout my life. I trust you, not only with my fears and my doubts, but also with my gifts and my talents and my hopes for my life. All of the goodness in my life comes from you anyway, so I am simply returning them back to your care. My offerings may seem feeble or broken or nothing more than ashes, but I know you can transform them into something beautiful. I pray that you will use my life for your glory and to show hope to a hurting world. Amen. Interact further. Spend a few moments in prayer, preparing your heart for communion. The Lord's Supper is an invitation to remember. We remind ourselves to be thankful to our Father. We remember and commemorate Jesus for his sacrifice. We consecrate ourselves afresh as living sacrifices. We remind ourselves of our unity with the body, rallying around the person of Jesus. And finally, we remember God's promise and look with anticipation towards his coming kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven. If it would be meaningful for you, feel free to take communion at the foot of the cross. Take the cracker. This is Christ's body, broken for you. Take the cup. This is Christ's blood, shed for you. Whenever you take of this bread and drink of this cup, you are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes again.